Could we move on to captaincy? Of course, you yourself had the honour of captaining the club 1994-5, I think it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so when I was captain, it was a case of I didn't have the. I came back from I dislocated my collarbone and the previous year, and then games. If you in those injuries back then, if you dislocated your collarbone, it was a tough injury to get back to. I didn't have the great sort of like surgery, and didn't have a great through the summer, great rehab really. And the rehab wasn't there like it is now, it was nothing like it sort of thing. And came back in, struggled all the way through that whole year with injury, even though I played. I wasn't on great form, and I never did myself justice. And I came to the point where I lent at the time on my tee, because he came back that year to play after sort of like being away, and he helped me out no end sort of thing, no end as being a captain. A massive honour from me, a massive honour, and one that I sort of like take with me. I wouldn't say it was the most enjoyable experience I've ever had in my life, in my career then. And again, I wish I could turn back time with it sort of thing a bit, and then do it a bit differently in the way I did it and stuff like that. But you know, the previous year I had a very good year. I was in the year on the verge. I got called into the England side, and I played sort of like England A at Richmond. And that's when I brought my collarbone sort of thing. I was just laying my collarbone, which is, and it finished me then sort of thing. Because then you had sort of like one go at it them days, and then I was sort of like from then I went from there and went to Gloucester as captain. And I thought, right, this is it, I'm gonna kick on and get better sort of thing. And I went back that year really, and it was disappointing. But again, it was something you can't, it just happens. And I don't know why. Well, again, looking back, I know why. It was because I wasn't 100% fit really all the way through that, and it was a struggle sort of thing. And then when we had an okay season, it could have got, Gloucester at the time didn't have a massive, great side then sort of thing. But, you know, we was very workmanlike. We'd win sort of like home in the struggle away. We wasn't going to win any honours at the time sort of thing with the side that we had, but it was just before that transition of professionalism. And it was a tough time. It was a tough time to leave the club anyway, regardless of whether I was in good nick or not.
Yeah. Well, I noticed you won 20 and lost 18 that season. Mm-hmm. But the points for was 972.
Yeah, yeah. Was 667. Yeah, so we had our moments sort of thing. But we, it was, again, like I was very self-critical of the way I did it. Very critical sort of thing. And so, like, you know, some instances that happened, sort of like when the supporters go on your back and stuff like that. And, you know, it's not nice sort of thing, like, you know, you take a bit of pressure, and the person that I am, and like from Gloucester, I take it totally sort of like, you know, to heart, so everything that's ever said to me sort of thing. And plus I live and breathe it because I'm in the centre of it, so I've never had any break from it. And in them days, you went to work, you know what I mean? There was the moment you step through the door at work, you know, every man who in the where I work watched Gloucester sort of thing, like, you know what I mean? So everything, and it was nagging then sort of thing, like, you know what I mean, where, you know, when it was good, it was good, and when it was bad, it was really bad sort of thing. In sort of like summarising, I think that's probably where I just put my captaincy down to it really, like, you know, I see pockets of success but not sustained really.
The league was becoming all important, wasn't
it? Yeah,
and
then
Gloucester was
suffering, yeah, really. So it was always in the bottom two, or the mid to sort of bottom end of it sort of thing. And you know, it was a tough time for us then, tough time, till, you know, things changed then really. They were changing then, as you know, history says.
But there were some great relegation battles in that
time.
Some great matches that could so easily have been lost, and Gloucester could easily have gone down, couldn't
they? Tim Simpson, if he missed that conversion in front of those post games, when Sarlacool, we were relegated.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the year before, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tony Window scored two tries against Saracens here as well. There's like 14,000 people in that, and sunny sort of like April or May afternoon. It was.
Well, I remember that. Yeah.
And but then it was like incredible because of the euphoria of even though it was relegation, as in battle. Yeah, because we'd won and we stayed up, it was like winning something.
Oh,
but
that's what we thought.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
I'm sure you did on the pitch, but we did too in the stands. Yeah. I mean, it was everything, really.
Like you say, rugby at the time was changing then, and people were putting sides together to challenge and say, like, sides that wouldn't normally have challenged, like a Newcastle or somewhere like that sort of thing, where it was changing. And at that time, Gloucester wasn't, they was always sort of like a season or two behind everyone else at the time in sort of like recruitment of players, really.
Yeah. I noticed that season you were captain, actually, and you played 29 games, which was more than any other season in your career.
Yeah. And like you say, there was times there was pressure on me that they wasn't going to pick me, sort of thing, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. I must admit. And, you know, and then days as well, you had a selection committee of at least 15 people. And you in the old committee room, there's a big old sort of like table. They get the sandwiches and gin and tonic out, and you was in there for 2 hours. You had to hold your own. And, you know, and they were talking about you. You know, with the scrum was going back or something was wrong, or I did something wrong sort of thing, they would openly talk about you in front of you. And you had to sit there, and sometimes that's hard to bear sort of thing. But that was, you know, again, it was a harsh environment, very harsh. And people, you know, but again, I think sometimes at that period in time, that snapshot in time, Gloucester was a couple of years behind everyone else, but they was relying on local talent, and the local talent wasn't catching up the ability of others, really, and it was going to get left behind. And history says that it did change, and it had to change, and it did change, sort of thing. And because it, you know, Gloucester wouldn't be where they are today if they didn't change, you know, the investment they had.
Yeah. Mr. Walkinshaw changed it.
There you go.
I'll put in front of you, Andy. This is actually the list from the honours board over in the Lion's Den for the season that you were captain. Talk us through the players who played under you as captain there.
Yeah, so, like, you know, starting at top, you had Paul Ashmead, sort of thing. You know, he was a very skillful back rower, great hands. He was a again, he became unique, really, because he was breaking the mould of a back rower sort of thing, where he was a good link forward sort of thing. And, you know, he had a good heritage with his brother Steve playing as well, sort of thing. So, you know, and he was young at the time, and he was an exciting player. Don sort of like came in. Don Caskey. He came in sort of, it wasn't a Gloucester boy in those days.
From Dursley.
There you go, look, not a Gloucester boy. But he scored some, I think, from memory, sort of, some important tries, and he used to sort of like chip it through for the wingers to run onto a lot. And, you know, and I think he was pressing for Scottish honours as well at the time, which was, you know, he was, some say he wasn't an overly big guy, but he went through it. And again, I can name all of them. They were sort of like all very workmanlike. Simon Devereux, you know, a very good friend of mine, best friend sort of thing. Very tough man, very abrasive, very, again, bloody-minded, and, you know, very, very passionate about Gloucester, very passionate about the pride of Gloucester, about sort of what it meant to them. And you needed those boys, and when it got a bit tough, Devs would ultimately always stand up. Bruce Fenley, he was probably a fringe scrum at the time. Good thinker, you know, good passer, he had a good box kick on him. You know, again, he went through sort of from local rugby. Well, again, he came from Cheltenham, so we're getting nearer anyways. Pete Glanville, when I went, very good friends. Again, unbelievably brave. He was like Devs in the mould of what it meant to play for Gloucester. He had, you know, injury problems all the way through his career, and which is sad because, you know, he could have easily played for England if he didn't have an injury. John Oaker, another local lad, you know, from Brockworth, he came, you know, abrasive, you know, he had his big injuries as well, so he always, very tough man, very strong-willed. Paul Oford, probably the best of backs that we had at the time, he's very quick. You know, went on England A tours to New Zealand. Another really local lad from Chosen Hills, but scored a lot of tries.
Must have been close to a cap.
Yeah. A shame that he didn't get one. Pete Jones, very good scrummager, very tough scrummager, very sort of scrummaging to him was sort of like his pleasure, really, and he had great pleasure in hurting people as well. I propped against him in reds and yellows trials many times, and he made me bike ride on very uncomfortable sometimes. Martin Kimbert, sort of, very skillful, could kick a ball a long way, distribute the ball very good, and a nice guy, really nice guy, real good team guy. Tofty came in at the time, he was sort of like one of the outcasts or a bigger signing in those days, sort of thing, for us anyway. And, you know, not, I would say single-handedly sort of kept us in the division, but he won a lot of games for us, you know. Good player, very arrogant, said a lot, talked to referees, and he understood, you know, what he wanted. Ben Maslin, yeah, he came in. He was, you know, again, a squad player in those days as well. He sort of like, he carried the ball. Simon Morris, again, very, very quick, very quick. The guy sort of like, could run like lightning. And probably he could have played again more than he did, actually, but through injuries. Lee Osborne, another Burial man, again, you know, could kick off both feet. Scored an important try at sort of like Harlequins, I remember, sort of thing. AD Powell's another Burial man. Very strong, very up to, big up top, sort of like barrel chested, sort of like strong arm prop. Played both sides. Martin Roberts, very abrasive in the middle from centre or fullback, really. Ian Smith, the back rower, he came in. You know, again, very fit, very established in Gloucester at that time. Pushing for an international, also could be an international. Tim Smith, kick for fun. The goals that he had, he kicked for fun, really. He was very good. Coming into the line as well. Dave Sims, you know, again, played for England a couple of times. Probably a pick of the forwards at the time, like what we had, sort of thing. But, you know, I think he never actually, even though he did play for England twice, I think he could have had a lot more caps if sort of like he dug in a bit deeper, I think. Sometimes, you know, he left to go to Worcester and other sort of thing. And it was a shame that he didn't sort of, I'd like to see him sort of end his career here, really. Mike Teague, you know, he came in at the latter end of his career then and did a really good job helping me sort of like experienced to lead the side as well. And he was one of those, of all those players that we talked about previous to Mike, he sort of like, he had a bit of stardust that people sort of like would come to watch and people knew him. Gloucester at the time, you know, they were outside of Gloucester, probably unknown to a lot sort of thing, which was, you know, the way it was in those days. Richard West, you know, 6'9", 6'10" man, you know, went to a World Cup as well. In that season, he sort of like, that was the season he sort of like made him really. He came through and played a lot and, you know, a good man to go to in the line. Like Tony Window, he is my best friend, Tony, and we played a lot of rugby together and still see him. And again, another one, it was a shame that he couldn't fulfil all his career at Gloucester like I did. But you can see the quality of the man when he went to Worcester after that and played all the games that he did at Worcester.
I was going to say,
like you, he had a very, very,
very long career.
Yeah, incredibly long. Incredibly long. Very lucky with injuries as well. Very good prop. And he, like me as well, got better when he got older as well, sort of thing. He sort of like, you know, we used to train together when we was amateurs. You know, looking back at the whole squad, you know, it's interesting to see who actually played, really. And, you know, there's no big names in there. There's no sort of like, you know, it's all very workman-like. They're all very sort of like, you know, good rugby players. But, you know, you could see why when you say you play at Harlequins. Yeah, apart from Mike. But, you know, there wasn't many internationals in the side at the time. And, you know, like I say, we probably won our own games, what kept us, you know, where we wanted to be, sort of thing, as opposed to away. But, I think one of the first games we played away, actually, that said, was when we went to Harlequins and we won. And absolutely one of the first games ever to be on Sky TV. And we won that. It was, you know, but so there was pockets of success. But, you know, again, reliving all those people. You know, and all those people I still speak to, still know, still, you know, because they're all local guys. And, you know, every time we speak, we, you know, meet, we have a beer and, you know, talk about the old days, which is good. And that's what it's all about to me at the end of the day.